Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Which COVID-19 vaccines are being developed with aborted babies? Jonathan Abamati reports. The race is on to find a vaccine for COVID-19. The good news is that many of the world's largest vaccine companies are developing promising candidates using ethically derived cells. The bad news is that many of the developers are using fetaline cells that were originally derived from the tissues of aborted babies in the 1970s and 80s. With more than 6.2 million reported cases so far and more than 375,000 deaths worldwide, the burden of disease from the virus continues to mount, and so does the urgency to find a cure. From big pharma to small biotech companies and universities, researchers have been pushing out dozens of vaccine candidates and have fast-tracked some promising candidates to clinical trials in record time. Pharmaceutical companies are sprinting to have a vaccine ready by the end of the year or by early 2021. According to a tracker from the World Health Organization, there are now more than 120 vaccine candidates in development, with 10 already advanced to clinical trials. Several more candidates are expected to begin trials before the end of the year. Several COVID-19 vaccine frontrunners are using fetal cell lines derived from aborted babies, Abamante reports. The U.S. government has made grants totaling nearly $2 billion to support development of vaccines using fetal cell lines. Most of this funding has been awarded through the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, BARDA. That's a division within the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS. Mr. Abamante's report lists several enterprises involved, and they are in detail spelled out on our website at pop.org. Just look for the text of this podcast. But the worst case involves the U.S. government's own Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC has been producing samples of the virus for biotech and pharmaceutical companies to use for vaccine research using unethically derived cells. While many COVID-19 vaccines are being developed with fetal cell lines, a number of promising vaccine candidates are being developed, Abamante reports. Well, how do these vaccines work? Cell lines are often used in vaccine production to grow viral proteins that make the vaccine work. Vaccines produce immunity. They train immune cells to fight off infection. They expose them to weakened or dead viruses or an isolated protein from the virus, providing immune cells the chance to fight off weakened viruses or viral fragments, prepares the body to identify and neutralize the virus if encountered in the future. Weakened viruses, inactivated viruses, and viral proteins used in a vaccine to produce immunity are called antigens. Antigens are any protein or molecule that triggers an immune response in the body, causing immune cells to produce antibodies. Antibodies are proteins the body's immune cells produce to bind with and tag viruses and harmful bacteria with markers that help the immune system identify and destroy pathogens. Now, traditionally, vaccines are manufactured by growing antigens in animal, plant, or fungi cells or tissues, such as embryonated chicken eggs, yeast, or monkey kidney cells. After the antigens have been grown in these cells, the antigens are harvested, purified, and then added to a solution that is later injected or ingested as a vaccine. Sometimes, however, vaccines manufacturers will use human fetal cells instead of animal cells to grow those antigens for their vaccines. In order to make these vaccines, vaccine manufacturer must grow a sufficient number of these genetically modified viral vectors to induce immunity. Viral vector vaccines being developed by prominent institutions are currently using fetal cell lines from aborted babies to grow those viral vectors. Now, the use of fetal cell lines for vaccine production has long stirred significant controversy among ethicists and people of faith. particularly among Catholics and Protestants, that have deep religious and moral objections against the use of cell lines that were originally derived from aborted babies. The Catholic Church has long vocally opposed the development of vaccines using unethically derived fetal cell lines. The Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith's 2008 instruction Dignitatis Personae states that the use of fetal cell lines for developing vaccines, and I quote, gives rise to various ethical problems with regard to cooperation in evil and with regard to scandal, and that, and I continue to quote, everyone has the duty to make known their disagreement and to ask their health care system to make other types of vaccines available. Although it is not widely or clearly known or disclosed by pharmaceutical companies, fetal cell lines have been used for decades in the development and manufacture of many widely used vaccines, including measles, mumps, rubella, MMR, rubella, varicella, chickenpox, polio, hepatitis A, rabies, and shingles. For some, no ethically produced alternatives even exist in the United States. Well, why are fetal cells ever used? Although alternative ethically derived cells exist for vaccine development, pharmaceutical companies often prefer to use fetal cell lines because the characteristics of fetal cell lines are well known and because they do not contain significant contaminating viruses or bacteria that are often found in cells derived from animals. For example, the polio vaccine in the 20th century was once manufactured using primary cell cultures harvested from the kidneys of monkeys. However, it was later discovered that the vaccines were often contaminated with a common monkey virus. Since then, vaccine developers have relied more heavily on cell lines rather than cell cultures taken from live animals. With cell lines, it's possible for researchers to know the characteristics and inherent flaws in the cells they are working with. Cell lines have been rigorously inspected by scientists across the industry for contaminating virus DNA or genetic mutations, whereas tissues taken directly from live animals may have unknown contaminants that may potentially be harmful to humans. But why use fetal cell lines instead of animal cell lines or embryonated chicken eggs, which have an excellent track record and have been used for decades to manufacture vaccines? Many vaccines, including vaccines for the seasonal flu, are grown in embryonated chicken eggs. However, there is a potential for supply issues when using chicken eggs to manufacture vaccines. If, for instance, they were a widespread outbreak affecting chickens that it causes the supply of eggs to suddenly drop, it could impact the ability for manufacturers to make vaccines quickly. The supply issue could especially present problems in the event of a pandemic such as the current one, where the ability to produce hundreds of millions of vaccines quickly is paramount. Most significantly, however, in some cases like chickenpox, do not grow well in animal cells. In such cases, there are few other options available other than using human cell lines for vaccine production. Researchers also often prefer to use human cells for experiments testing the effect of drugs or vaccines because they are more closely resemble how a drug will work in humans. But if human cells are better for manufacturing certain vaccines, why are fetal cell lines derived from aborted babies used instead of ethically derived adult cells? Fetal cells are often preferred to adult cells because there are a limited number of splittings or passages that cells can undergo before they age and eventually die off. Fetal cell lines can be put through more passages than adult cells, and they are less prone to cell aging. Fetal cells are also less likely to be contaminated with human viruses or with genetic mutations or alterations that naturally occur as cells age. However, there is no need to derive cell lines from aborted babies. Human cell lines for vaccines could easily be produced in an ethical manner if they are derived from adult cells. Cell lines could be derived from tissue discarded during surgery or from organs donated after death. If fetal cells are needed, there are thousands of stillbirths and neonatal deaths in the U.S. every year. Cell cultures can be derived from tissues donated from prematurely born infants who die of natural causes while in a hospital setting. In these scenarios, developing a cell line would be no different from an ethical perspective than donating organs. There is also the possibility that cell lines could be developed using cells ethically derived from human umbilical cord, cord blood, or placental tissue, tissues and organs that hospitals routinely discard as medical waste. And ethical alternatives for human cells specifically designed for producing viral vector vaccines may soon be available to vaccine manufacturers. The John Paul II Medical Research Institute, in collaboration with Cellular Engineering Technologies, CET, is currently in the process of developing an ethically derived adult human cell line specially designed for growing viral vectors for vaccines that could replace ethically fraught cell lines. But even so, it is not necessary for viral vector vaccines to be manufactured using fetal cell lines. Merck's Ebola vaccine, for instance, is a viral vector vaccine that is grown in monkey kidney cells. Although rigorous purification processes are used when manufacturing vaccines, purification is an arduous process and is practically impossible to filter out all contaminants. The FDA is currently researching tests and methods to better determine whether cell lines are safe enough for vaccine production. For the current ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, there is no reason for vaccines to be developed using unethically derived fetal cell lines. Many of the world's largest vaccine companies have demonstrated that it is possible to develop promising vaccine candidates using ethically derived cells and perhaps even embryonated chicken egg. Ethical alternatives do exist. If pharmaceutical companies are not willing to use ethical alternatives, then they must be required to do so. This has been your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute. Thanks for listening.